This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number three of the live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come, if we get a chance, we got a story about Indianapolis teens being charged with conspiracy to take over their school. We'll give you the details there. And possibly something about, gay people. Whether or not they were born that way. We'll get into that. But actually, in relation to the gay people issue, earlier this week, there was somebody that made news, and his name is Merrill Kaiser, and he's on the line with us right now. Merrill Kaiser Jr., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Merrill, you're running for U.S. Senate in the state of Ohio, is that correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, you made the news earlier this week because you have a pretty controversial stance, from what I can tell, on gay people. What's your platform there?
Well, I was just stating what was in the Bible, is all.
What exactly is what's your platform? What are you running on? I have
more than just homosexuality.
Sure, and I understand that, but that's why you're on the Newsmaker line, because you had a pretty controversial stance on homosexuality. So, if you're elected to the U.S. Senate, what is it that you plan on doing in regards to gay people?
Well, I don't have any plan.
Well, that's funny, because I recall earlier this week we did an article that said that you actually wanted to have give them the death penalty. Was that incorrect reporting?
Well, when I talked to the guy, I said that the United States needs to repent, and part of doing that would be having a
Are you on making
it a crime? Making it a crime to be a homosexual,
and a crime punishable by death.
Yeah.
Now,
what
do you
think in the Bible?
Well, in the Bible, I would say personally that the God gave us free will. Would you say that's true?
Well, in Leviticus 20.
Okay. We're not going to answer.
Yeah, okay. We're not going to be able to cite Bible passages here. What I want to explore a little bit here is how it is that you plan on going about this. I mean, let's say you get elected.
I don't have any plan of going about it.
Well, you should, because you've got to have a plan to get elected. Now, if you get elected and you get into office, how is it that you're going? Are you going to pass a law, like a federal law that outlaws gay people? I mean, how's that going to work?
Well, I haven't given any thought to it.
Oh, all right. So you wouldn't want to create like a war on gay people where there's a new bureaucracy created, and can you like quiet your phone down for just a moment?
It's somebody else calling who wants to interview him too.
So you really haven't even thought about this then. So you want to put gay people to death, but you're not really sure how to go about doing it. Is that right?
Well,
Can you answer the question? Are you capable of answering questions?
Well, I'm not saying I want to put them to death. I'm just saying that's what they're worthy of.
So you
and
wouldn't actually...
If America wants to put a stop to homosexuality...
They should vote for you.
I don't know how else you're going to do it.
Do you think God would have created people gay if he wanted to see them put to death?
God didn't create people, did it?
Really, you think they all just go gay? Is that right? Like, they all just turn gay?
It says that God has given them over to a depraved mind.
I see. So you would like to put all these people to death if you could possibly have your druthers to save America from gay people. Now, there have been estimates that say that 1 in 10 people or more, I mean, some estimates have been up to 1 in 3. That's pretty ludicrous, I think. But let's say it's 1 in 10. You really want to put 1 out of every 10 person in America to death?
Well, what would you do?
I'd let them live their lives how they want to. They're not hurting anybody.
And so you think that the judgment of God on the United States doesn't amount to anything?
Why would God judge, if there is a God, and I don't believe that there is, but why would God judge an entire country of people based on the actions of a few individuals?
No, he's done it before.
Well, Sodom and Gomorrah, if that's what you're referring to, were full of people that were, messed up or weird or whatever the thing was, wanting to take the angels rather than the virgin daughters. And, I don't particularly believe the story either. I mean, I don't believe Noah. Do you believe that two of every animal were floated around on a boat for a full year?
Of course.
So you're
the
a biblical,
word of God is true.
You're a biblical literalist, then. You believe the exact word of the Bible, word for word, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, that's about all I need to know, man. Do you have any other questions?
I'm done.
Thanks for your time, Merrill, and good luck with your campaign. 1-800-259-9231. I almost wanted to shoot myself. How long does it take to answer questions? He's not going to be doing very good in the debates, is he?
No. But at least he got his stance out there, that people that sin should be, face the judgment of God. And I wonder about the coveting thing. Maybe I should have asked that. Coveting.
I don't know if I could have stood one more question. I could have come up with another 20 questions if he was actually decent on the phone. Wow. This guy's running for U.S. Senate. He wants to put gay people to death because it says so in the Bible? Why don't you just leave people alone, man? What's so wrong with just letting people live their lives how they want? Are they hurting you? Or he's afraid that God's going to punish him if he allows them to live?
I wonder if he agrees with Pat Robertson that the hurricane hit New Orleans because there were gay people there.
What a whack job. In fact, let's talk about the science, Manwich. What is it that science has discovered? People that actually look into things on a regimented basis and have to follow a certain process to determine information instead of just looking in some old book.
From CBS News, what determines whether a person is gay or straight has been the focus of social, religious, and political discussions for years, and that has almost come down to the question, is it nature or nurture? What scientists say as a definite answer is years away. Their studies, including some of twins, are providing some early and interesting clues to inform the debate. 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl reports on this fascinating subject. Studies of a pair of 9-year-old twins raised by the same mother in the same house who exhibit opposite tendencies seem to rule out the nurture argument. Adam paints his nails and plays with dolls. He asked his mother for a Barbie doll when he was just 18 months old.
Interesting.
I've never heard of anyone like Adam. His twin brother, Jared, has as many G.I. Joe as Adam has girl dolls and prefers his camouflage bedspread to his brother's pastel-colored one.
So since they're twins, they would presumably have been nurtured in the exact same fashion.
I would at least at least up to 18 months and when he started asking for a Barbie doll.
But wouldn't they also be genetically similar as well? How does it deal with that?
I'll go into that in just a second. Adam's behavior is an example of a childhood gender nonconformity, say scientists. Research shows that most children with extreme tendencies towards gender nonconformity grow up to be gay. But is it nature then? Another set of twins, Greg and Steve, grew up in the same house. Steve liked sports and outdoors, while Greg liked to help out in the kitchen, says their mother. Today, Greg is gay and Steve is straight. But they are identical twins with the same DNA. So how can it be nature? Some scientists say the key is to what determines sexuality can be in the womb. In a study of rats, researchers discovered that they could alter the sexual behavior of rodents. The rats are born premature and approximate humans in the womb. Let's see. Scientists manipulating levels of the male hormone testosterone in the premature rats could alter their sexual behavior at maturity, causing males to act like females and vice versa.
Huh.
Another interesting observation scientists have made is a relationship between the amount of older brothers a boy... This is so interesting to me. The amount of older brothers a boy has and the likelihood that he'll be gay.
Oh, because there's enough men in the family? So, they've all filled the male roles?
If I had to make any guesses, perhaps he was imprinted by... It increases the chances that he's imprinted, at that particular time. Okay, the study suggests the more older brothers a boy has, the greater the chance that he'll be gay. But this is an early stage and still under an underfunded field.
Now, sure.
I don't want it funded at all, particularly if somebody wants to fund it privately.
It can be funded
by
universities and that sort of thing.
But not by my tax dollars.
No.
The emerging consensus among scientists, though, is that people are born gay. The exact mechanism, still a mystery.
Fascinating. What do you think? Are people born gay? And do you feel like Merrill did earlier that they should be put to death if so? Outrageous. 1-800-259-9231. Anna's on the line. Ladies come first. We're going to talk to her about her pot comments and more. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, and it's entirely created, edited, maintained by the listeners. It's free, of course. Go to wiki, that's W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find all sorts of information there about the show, about some of the issues that we discuss, the personalities involved. It's all been created by you, the listener. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Jessica, because ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Jessica in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Jessica?
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Jessica.
How are you doing this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
A lot of things.
So what did you call about, Jessica?
Yeah.
I was just wondering if I could speak to the man that was talking about killing all the gays.
You're talking about Merrill Kaiser. He's running for U.S. Senate in Ohio. We had him on in the last segment. I was about to blow my head off with a shotgun because he was so slow at responding to questions. So he's not on the line anymore. But what did you want to ask him? What did you have to say to him?
Oh, he's probably still listening.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as blowing my head off with a shotgun. I would give him, you know, what he wants. Because I'm sure to him, you're gay. You know what I mean? Like, to him, you are a sinner, so you might as well just die right now.
Well, I'm not gay, but okay. If I was, he would think I should die, yes.
I mean, like, what does he want out of life? Like, what is his, like, plan? Like, if he kills, okay, think about it, all the gay people, where did the gay people come from? They came from two straight people having sex.
they would probably have to, yeah.
Right. And usually gay people are, like, turned off by that. So either the guy or the girl is not going to be down with that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what if he worried about, like, gays getting together and,
well,
and
he's
breeding?
Concerned.
They can't.
As
they
I understood
can't.
As I understood it, he's concerned that because there are gays in America, that God will punish America. He's somebody that would subscribe to, was it Pat Robertson that came out and said after Hurricane Katrina that God was punishing America with Hurricane Katrina because there's gays in America? I mean, it's just so totally ludicrous.
There's
and
so many. There's so many words you can put in there, though.
Sure,
God,
any sin.
God, you know, punishing America because there's. Because there's blacks in America, because there's poor in America.
Yeah.
Right. There's just so many other, like, words you could put in there.
It's an interesting question that you ask. You know, what is the point to this man's life? I mean, don't you have something that you can do with your time?
You know what I think? Oh, my gosh. This, seriously? Okay. The whole redneck thing that he's trying to pull off, put down your beer, okay, look in the mirror, the reason that he's doing this, look in the mirror and tell yourself you're not gay. You can't do it, okay? Because
You think he's suppressed? You think he's suppressing
his
gayness?
Yes, he's suppressing his gayness. He's suppressing it. And I have gaydar. You could ask any of my friends. It was completely going off with him.
Does it work over the phone?
It does.
And
it
the radio?
Does.
Wow.
She's yes,
tuned in.
I do. My
hey, Jessica. Jessica, great call. We invite you to, by the way, join our Shrine of Female Listeners. Have you been to our website at freetalklive.com?
I have not.
All right. We need you to go there when you get a chance. Freetalklive.com.
Oh, I will.
Go visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, and then you can find out what a validated picture is, and you can send one in. We'll put you up on our website.
Yeah, and we'll even put cool. underneath it, we'll put a little label that
oh,
says
Oh, I have, one,
that
more,
you have
one more question.
Yes,
go ahead,
one more question. Okay. If God created man in his own image, how could he possibly create gay people?
Great question. Thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. He says they're aberrations. They're mistakes. And they should be eliminated,
well,
according to Merrill.
I'm not sure that that's what he would think. I mean, he would just think that some people have propensities towards one sin. Some people have propensities towards others.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, whether I'm a liar and you're a queer.
Well, I'm an atheist, so I wonder, again, there were so many questions we could have asked him, but he was like... nails on a chalkboard. I would have liked to have asked him, what about people like me, atheists? Should we be put to death, too, because we don't believe in God? I wonder about that.
Only if you're committing sins.
Let's continue with, well, maybe in his mind it's a sin to not believe in God. Anyway.
Maybe making that up.
These people like to make things up. Anyway, let's go to Anna in Michigan, another female caller. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, is it Anna or Anna?
It's Anna.
Okay, Anna, what's on your mind?
Well, it actually does say in the Bible that any non-believer should be stoned. So, you know, he's...
That's for after the show, Anna. Come on now.
Okay. But, yeah. Anyways, my comment, when you mentioned about the pot study being done with a synthetic drug...
Yes.
It made me think that like the pharmaceuticals just can't have this. They won't have to legalize marijuana. They'll just have this synthetic drug and say, hey, it does all the same things. We'll just use this. We won't legalize pot. So I think it seems like it's just a money-making way for
That's not really where the article was going. I mean, what you're referring to is a story that we read earlier about how marijuana may actually help brain cells grow, for instance, that it may be beneficial. I don't know if there wasn't any sort of spin like that, but I see
right.
where you're going.
Well, I'm not saying that the article, you know, they had the spin, but I could just right. see this happening.
Well, that's the government position. The government's position is, well, there's Marinol. Why isn't that good enough for you pot smokers? Well, the medical marijuana users out there find that smoking marijuana is more effective than the Marinol, because the Marinol is only synthetic THC, whereas marijuana, the plant, has other chemicals involved in it, and each strain has differences. You know, there's different kinds of marijuana. There's White Widow, there's Blueberry, there's all kinds of different names out there, different strains that people have created, and they all have slightly different effects. So that's something that they just can't regenerate. They just can't create in a laboratory. So, again, you're right. That's where the government's coming from. But
right,
luckily the medical marijuana movement is gaining some headway. Over, I think it's 11 states now have medical marijuana provisions in their laws.
Yeah, that's good to see.
We're moving in the right direction, Anna. Thanks for listening. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Continuing the calls here, what's the frequency, Kenneth, in Gulf Gulch? You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Just listening to Thursday night podcast, and there were two things, and whenever there's two things, that's when I kind of think, well, maybe it's time to call in. And, yes, I have called in before. You just don't remember me.
I don't remember. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The first one is a simple little thing. It's about soda pop prohibition. Remember where the situation came up where they want to put stuff on the pop cans. And
they're going to tax. They're looking at taxing soda in some right. states, and they're looking at mandatory warning labels on soda cans.
Well, what they'd really like to do is get rid of it. You know that. And
the food nannies would love to get rid of all kind of fatty foods and sugary foods. Sure.
And I got to thinking. You know, you asked a rhetorical question. I think what would happen? You know, with the black market with soda and stuff like that. And I thought, well, you know, it's funny that stuff, Coca-Cola. They took cocaine out of that.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe they'd like to put it back in.
Yeah, great point. That would happen in a black market with soda pop. No doubt.
Very well.
Great call, man. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Teenagers in Indianapolis facing charges, conspiracy charges. They're 15-year-olds possibly being tried as adults. What for? Well, the allegation is they wanted to take over their school. What evidence do they have? Not so much. We'll share that with you. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all for you for free on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Go and grab them up. In fact, we go back 11 months. It's not like we're just giving you a couple days of the show for free. Months of them. On the house, freetalklive.com. All right, I just want to get this out there because I think it's a fascinating story. And since Indianapolis is on with us tonight, they probably should hear about it. They probably already know about it. But for the rest of you, four high school students in Franklin, in Indiana, are accused of plotting to kidnap their school principal and kill several student athletes. According to the cops, two students overheard the four suspects talking about bringing guns to school. Now, the authorities did a search of the entire school campus, and I think they searched their homes, and they didn't find any guns. But nonetheless, the four students are now facing a charge, and they're in jail at the moment. The judge has denied them bail. They're facing a charge of conspiracy to commit confinement with a deadly weapon. Now,
that's kind of kidnapping.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Which means they were talking about doing it.
Sure.
And I have a problem with the conspiracy charge, period.
Yeah.
Regardless of... Maybe it's true. Maybe they were talking about it. Maybe they were overheard, and maybe this is all true. Maybe they really were planning this. I hate conspiracy charges. Because it's like thought police stuff.
It really is.
Nobody had done anything yet. They hadn't even have acquired the weapons at this point.
Right. And, you know, that would be one thing. If they're, you know, if they picked up these... What is it, three boys?
Four.
Four boys. And, you know, stowed away in their bedroom were hand grenades and, you know, automatic weapons. But, you know, they hadn't done anything yet. They were talking about it. Perhaps they were thinking about, you know, they were telling themselves an interesting story or coming up with a plot line for a story. You know, I mean, high school students talk about fantasy things that people talk about fantasy things all the time.
Of course. And a lot of high schoolers fantasize about killing their teachers because they're just terrible teachers out there. It doesn't mean they're serious. It doesn't mean they're going to go through with it. And until they actually do go through with it, no crime has been committed. Conspiracy is not a crime. The federal government thinks so. The state governments think so. So they manufactured these crimes so they could charge these boys and possibly convict them and serve 20 years in prison. That's what they're looking at, man. Which 20 years for talking about this?
Well, they'll probably won't get 20 years, but they'll have the records will be ruined for the rest of they'll be criminals for the rest of their lives. Why? Because they did what so many of us have done in high school. They talked about hurting, perhaps.
They talked about their feelings. They talked about what they wanted to do. It doesn't mean they were actually going to go through with it. The authorities are saying they had a written plan. They had decided where they were going to get the guns, where they were going to do it, who was going to be taken first, says a Johnson County prosecutor.
Well, if they have a written plan, where do they have that? I mean,
They claim that they had a written plan. I don't know. I presume that means that the cops had it. But that still doesn't mean anything. It could have all been a role-playing game, a fantasy. You know, if we would just have gun freedom in this country, man, which none of this would be an issue.
For instance, if in Columbine, if the teachers that were in that school had access to firearms, if they had if they were carrying concealed weapons, that sort of thing, how many people do you think would have died on that day?
Not nearly as many.
Yeah. Well, instead, I think one of them had one out in his car, and he wanted to run out and get to it, but it was too late by the time he did. I don't recall the exact story there. But if we would just allow people to actually carry firearms everywhere, where they're, especially on government property, then it would keep us a lot safer. Government schools are gun-free zones, which means that anybody that brings a gun in there illegally is the only person on campus with a gun.
You know, and if you think that the idea of high school students having dangerous implements like guns at their disposal with which that they could use, tools that they could use to harm people at a moment's notice, think about how many high school students have parked out in the school parking lot a dangerous implement that they could use to kill someone at any time.
Sure, they could put their car in gear and roll right down the, you know, one of the main stretches in the school where all the kids are walking to class and just crush people.
I could wait for Mr. Roberts to walk out of the school if I wanted to kill the principal or whatever and just mow him down.
Yep.
You know, the thing is if I had a jock that I was upset with, I could wait for him to come out in the parking lot and I could just run him right
Take
over.
Take him out. And if it was late in the day, you might be able to leave and nobody would know about it.
Yeah, I mean it's pointless.
Oh, here we are, sharing ideas. This might be conspiracy territory, man, which we might be conspiring here or aiding and abetting. So we should move on to the phone calls. So anyway, what do you think about these conspiracy charges? I think they're outrageous. 1-800-259-9231. Shouldn't we wait until something's actually being done? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Ron in Indianapolis. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man. Would you take control of the airwaves? Ron, what's up? Hey, Ron in Indianapolis. Ron going once. Ron in Indianapolis going twice.
He's got to be there.
Well, we'll try him back. Free Talk Live, 800-259. We are back. 1-800-259-9231. Ah, technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. Let's try the phones again. Let's try Ron in Indianapolis. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Wow.
Whatever's going on with Ron's phone, cut us off the last time.
Very, very wrong. Yeah, Ron, it's all your fault. Let's try Rodney again. Rodney, one more try for you in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, this is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Well, we're doing better now that we're back on the air. What's up?
That's cool. You changed my subject. I'm actually about 6 miles north of Franklin. I live in Marion County, and that's Johnson County, Indiana.
Okay.
If you want to talk about one of the most corrupt counties in Indiana, Johnson County.
Really? Corrupt, he said. Oh, corrupt.
Oh,
I want to get the details from you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Is this the cabbie?
It used to be.
Okay, hang on, man. Hey, that sounds like we're having phone trouble still. 800-259-9231. What he's calling in about, just to recap, is these four kids, four high school kids, 15 years old each, they're being charged with conspiracy crimes, which means they were talking about doing something. I think that's terrible. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that lets you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us a special photo. One that they took especially for us. We call it validation. In the picture, the lady's proving that she listens to Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine at freetalklive.com. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's talk again to Rodney in Indianapolis. Rodney, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, we're talking, Rodney, about these four high school kids that are being charged with conspiracy to commit confinement with a deadly weapon, which means that a couple of kids overheard these boys talking about taking over the school with guns. And they ratted them out. They reported them to the authorities, and they were arrested. They're still in jail. The judge denied them bail. And they're looking at possibly being brought up on these conspiracy charges. As adults, if convicted, they could serve 20 years in prison. And you were saying that this particular county that Franklin is in, what was the county name again?
Can you hear me? It's Johnson County.
We got you, Rodney.
Okay,
Johnson
cool.
County. Now, you say it's a corrupt county, the very most corrupt in the area?
Well, I wouldn't say the very most corrupt, just about like what Indianapolis is. But you know there's a judge down here that owns two bars, and when people drive out, he'll arrest them for drunken driving, public intoxication, and then put them on a one-year probation, and every day they have to come down to Greenwood, which is just north of Indianapolis, and do the breathalyzer.
Every day?
Every day at 7 a.m. It costs them like
what?
$65 a week.
That is nuts. The judge owns the bars?
Two bars.
And he allows the cops to just sit outside and pick people off?
Yeah.
Why do people keep going to the bars?
They come from Marin County, where Indianapolis is at, and they come south. And that's what goes on. I got to be real careful. I'm going to get in trouble if I keep talking about this.
I understand. You should have used a pseudonym, Rodney.
I should have.
Think about that next time. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
I want to talk about something else.
Oh, well, quick.
And they don't even give these kids Miranda rights in Indiana.
What?
No.
Why not?
Because they're kids. That's law in Indiana. They don't have Miranda rights.
Interesting.
But then they can turn around and serve them with an adult right and serve them as an adult.
Right. They can charge them as adults, but they didn't.
They didn't bother to read the rights.
They didn't read them their rights because they're kids. Weird.
And they can put them in jail for up to 24 hours without telling their parents where their kids are.
Well, wow. Their parents know now, but they're still in jail. They have not been released. The judge is holding them there. Charges have yet to be filed. We'll do our best to keep you up to date on this. Ronnie, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It would seem to me that the word should get out that judge owns those bars.
Yeah.
And people should stop going to them. I mean, stop giving him your business. What an outrageous story.
It's weird.
All right, so still want to hear from you if you've got comments on the four kids being charged with conspiracy. Otherwise, you take control of the airwaves, like Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel.
Hey, like your show.
Thanks. What's up, Aaron?
I think you're about 10, 20 years too late, but I still like what you do.
Well, somebody's got to do it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, nobody would have listened to us 10 or 20 years ago.
There was libertarians out there, libertarian
parties.
There were.
You know what? We couldn't have done it 10 or 20 years ago, because the reason why we're here today is primarily because of the Internet.
You're probably right, and this maybe I was going to change the topic, but maybe this leads into it. To that last caller, you can go to copwatch.com. You have to register, but you can see thousands and thousands of stories, and they document them to keep track of these kind of incidences and maybe bring lawsuits. So check that out. But
good to know.
What I was going to say, and I know you don't like conspiracy theories, but I really think there's a conspiracy theory to dumb the students down and dumb people down.
Wait a minute. I don't have a problem with conspiracy theories. What I just don't want to do is spend 3 hours talking about one of them in particular and all the details. And I agree with you. There are definitely people who conspired to make people stupid with the government education system. That's what you're talking about, right?
Right. Let me give you an example. And I know the government isn't the solution to this, but I don't. Where I moved to, I don't get satellite or cable TV, which is a blessing. I mean, it's really it's been great being.
Yeah, I agree. I don't watch TV either. Go ahead.
But anyway, I do get two channels from that come across the air, and I happen to catch the View. It's that woman's show.
Yes, on ABC.
And riveting stuff.
It's very popular, from what I understand. But I just don't buy it. It's I can't believe that women on this particular episode, the women were talking about what it would be like to kiss Mick Jagger. What would you ask that Paris Hilton?
These are the burning issues of the day for women, according to The View, huh?
Well, who cares what Paris Hilton thinks?
And I've watched it a couple times, and I told my wife, I says, all the women I know, I don't know any of them that sit around and do this kind of thing, that talk about what it would be like to kiss Michael Mick Jagger,
yeah.
or what do you say, walking to get your Oscar. It was just, I mean, it was really incredible. And then when my daughter does watch some sitcoms that come through, mm-hmm. and they're made for adults, but yet she is just entranced. She's glued to the show, and all her little friends that are, you know, 10, 12, they're just glued to these sitcoms that were made for adults. I just think that there's something up with this.
Well, I think it's okay for kids to watch adult programming. I was watching R-rated movies at age 6 and 7.
And they don't call it the boob tube, the idiot box for no reason. I mean, it entrances you.
Yes.
I mean, the flashing colors and the noises coming out
it's
of it.
It's hypnotic.
Yeah, absolutely. The television will suck you right in. It doesn't matter what's on it.
Aaron, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. It does it to me. I mean, even though I don't have cable in my house, if I'm somewhere at another location and there's a television on, it's distracting as hell. And it's really annoying. I don't like it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. And by the way, Aaron's right. The government school system was designed to keep people clueless and ignorant. No doubt about that. More Free Talk Live on the way. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. We might be able to sneak your call in here. Only moments remain, though. 800-259-9231. In here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all the free stuff that we have on our website. What all those other talk shows ask you to pay for, we give away. Archives, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, all for free at freetalklive.com. But if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like that we're here 6 nights a week spreading the message of freedom and liberty, well, voluntarily support the show. We've created the AMP program to do just that. For $3 a month, you can help AMP Free Talk Live. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. $3 a month, we take it in, we turn it right back around, put it out into advertising, radio industry advertising to get more radio stations on board with the show. We turn it into internet advertising to get more people listening via online, and it's really just doing a fantastic job so far. Over 200 of our listeners have joined as amplifiers, and you can do it too. amp.freetalklive.com. There's perks involved. You get access to classic archives, you get the amplifier-only call-in line and more. And plus, when we reach our final goal with the AMP program, we will cut back on commercial time, slice off 25% of our commercial time on Free Talk Live. Seriously, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Eddie in Ohio taking control of the airwaves. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, a couple things. But the one is,
got these teenagers that didn't kill anybody or anything, just talked about it.
That's mm-hmm. right. Now facing 20 years in prison.
And now, doesn't the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution say about excessive bail is unconstitutional?
It does say that.
Well, they're not even allowed to be bailed out.
Isn't it says excessive bail, would you say?
It says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted.
Oh, so I guess just don't give them bail, and you won't have to worry about the Eighth Amendment then.
I suppose not.
Yeah, the thing I called about was, you know, the guy had a conspiracy theory, but I say it's not a theory, it's a conspiracy to dumb down the...
Absolutely.
The education system.
It's for real.
School.
They want to dumb people down. They want to keep people clueless.
But here's another with theory. In 1925, Ford, you know, the guy that made the car, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He says that hemp is the fuel of the future. And they drove some 50 million miles with the gasoline that you make from hemp, which is like the plant
right.
for marijuana.
Sure.
By 1935, the federal government says, oh, this stuff is dangerous, and they outlawed it, and you can't even grow it.
Well, right now you can drive a car on vegetable oil, right?
Yeah, and hemp is even better than that.
And yeah, right, and hemp grows a heck of a lot faster than anything else.
It's a weed.
It's a weed. So
exactly. Yeah.
You know,
so
hemp would be a great product to get back in the United States, but for whatever reason, too many people to make too much money off of putting people in jail over this drug war.
Well, the original reasons was because the original reason it was made illegal. One of them was because there were companies back then that didn't want to have to compete with hemp.
Dow.
Exactly. They didn't want to. Piece. Oh no, we just want this oil. But we don't want you to grow this cheap marijuana weed that can make gasoline cheaper than we can pump the stuff out of the ground.
And really, it can do more than that. It can do more than gasoline.
Yeah.
It can be used in all sorts of products. Paper can be made from hemp.
Yeah, then we wouldn't have to cut down trees to make paper.
It's really just an amazing product. Eddie, thanks for the call, man.
There's a conspiracy out there. What would you say?
If there are two people plotting, if there are two people plotting to do something, you have a conspiracy. Eddie, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, my goodness, man. It is so sad what they've done to marijuana. It's really just, it's an amazing plant with so much potential. But yet our drug warriors are, nope, you can't make that legal. You can't let people smoke this stuff. They'll go crazy. No, there are millions of people that smoke it every single day.
Yep.
Doctors.
Right here.
Lawyers. People that run, you know, drive trucks for a living. All kinds of different people smoke marijuana, and they're fine. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will see you Monday night, same time, same place, online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...